Hey, because I know this happens to a lot of us. Make sure next time we're all, any of us individually, are out to eat with Mike Trout, he's going to pick up the check. He's going to pick up the, you know, we buy a couple Coors Lights and a burger or something like that. When that check comes, I got no problem having alligator arms to get to the check. Come on, Mike Trout. You got the check, man. Did you guys see that deal? Oh, Lord. Mike Trout and the Anaheim Angels are finalizing a deal for him to stay in California for a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million.
His great, great, great grandkids are set.
Oh, I mean, the Trout family is doing just fine. Wow. It is the, it'd be the largest contract in professional sports history. When you get to where you're approaching $500 million, he's approaching $500 million with this deal. Wow. We thought Bryce Harper's deal was big. What was Bryce Harper's now? What was it, 300?
Yeah, it was 300.
Now that seems like
chump change.
Bryce Harper needs to split the check. Wow. Mike Trout, drinks on him. So just so you guys are aware, when next time you go out to dinner with Mike Trout, he better be paying, because, I mean, good golly, Miss Molly. That is unbelievable. Robin Wash is going to stop by 1 o'clock, door trip, 1 o'clock hour. So I'll get into some of my thoughts on how the NIT, because I think some of these new NIT rules, and it's important for me to lay some of this stuff out so you know what you're looking at tonight in some different areas, because some of it you won't really have a, you know, you won't notice until it like presents itself. But there, like, I think some of the rules help Creighton, and I think some of the rules hurt Nebraska. I'll elaborate on that a little later on in the show and give you my thoughts on Creighton's matchup against Loyola tonight. But it's football season all the time here, man. So Bet Online, the betonline.ag sportsbook, they released point spreads for 45 of the biggest college football games next season. So, I mean, again, like the amount of things that can change from now until when these games occur, but this is, at least on paper, BetOnline's odds makers sitting down and saying, this is what we see as the spread for these games 1 year from now. And, you know, you scan down, you're like, okay, Nebraska going to show up on any of these? And Nebraska has one game in BetOnline.ag's games of the year. Saturday, September 28th in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ohio State comes to town. And according to BetOnline.ag, the Buckeyes would be favored by 7.5 over Nebraska. That's one of those lines that I think right now, on paper, I suppose makes sense from a Vegas standpoint. But I'm going to tell you right now, that would be a game, if I had to bet that right now, if we could place a wager on that thing right now, I would bet Nebraska plus 7.5 at home against Ohio State all day. I mean, keep in mind, and, you know, things can change year to year, but keep in mind, Nebraska gave Ohio State everything they could handle in Columbus last year, only lost 36-31. And you assume Nebraska is going to get a year better. Adrian Martinez gets a year better. People get more comfortable in the system. Yes, you do lose your top guns in Ozigbo and Morgan in terms of your running back and wide receiver threat. But Ohio State loses Dwayne Haskins. Ohio State loses a handful of their top targets. And keep in mind, Nebraska was up at halftime. Nebraska was up at half in Columbus. And it was just kind of the third quarter where Ohio State outscored Nebraska 14-0 in the third that kind of swung that entire game. And also, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that the game that Adrian Martinez, as Nebraska was driving, made that horrible decision to throw the ball backwards to Spielman, and it created a fumble when Nebraska was driving in to score? Someone tweet at me and tell me I'm not create. I think that was that game, right? I'm pretty sure there was that game. So, I mean, I remember walking away from that game, and as crazy as this sounds, I kind of felt like Nebraska appeared like they were, you could make a case, they were the better team that day. And I know that sounds like, oh, good God, what? Come on. When that game concluded, I thought, boy, I'm not so sure Nebraska wasn't the better football team in totality. So, 7.5 game of the year next year is what Vegas is seeing. I would take Nebraska +7.5 hosting Ohio State. I mean, they're not totally sure who, you know, their quarterback situation. You're not sure what it's going to look like. They lose offensive weapons. Nebraska is going to be rock solid in their quarterback spot. People are going to get more comfortable within that offense. But I would absolutely take Nebraska +7.5 right now. I'm going to stop short of calling them for like the outright win. But I think that's a line that I would absolutely take the Huskers. I mean, again, last year, 36-31, Ohio State won. That was in Columbus. Nebraska was still kind of a mess in some ways. Nebraska was up at halftime. Oh, and by the way, you know what the biggest factor of all this is? You know who isn't going to be in Columbus, Ohio next year? Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is no longer there. So, man, give me Nebraska +7.5 at home, hosting Ohio State. No Urban Meyer, no Dwayne Haskins. I will take Nebraska all day with that point spread. 402-951-1620. Thor Tripp coming up 2 hours from now. Robin Washit, 1 o'clock. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Rocking and rolling our way through the first hour. Tons to tackle here on a Tuesday.